Okay, yesterday we had a Haskala in Shvias. Today is Shvias Daf Beis. As we continue our march through the world of Yerushalmi, and let's get into Shvias. We're on the bottom of Aleph Mabez. We spoke about yesterday that the first couple of Mishnayos here talk about Tosefes Shvias. Tosefes Shvias. So the Gemara asked yesterday about if Tosefes Shvias is a Din Daraisa, like it sounded by the Psukim. So how do you deal with that? So the Gemara says, if it's a Durabanan, the extension of a Durabanan, you know, how do you deal with that? You have the problem of if a later Bezdin is not as great as an earlier Bezdin, you can't get rid of it. So the Gemara said, there was a built-in Tanai. It was a built-in Tanai that if ever there was a Bezdin that wanted to get rid of the Din, they could get rid of the Din. Fine. But the next day that we're up to says, no, maybe it's a Din Daraisa. But there was a remez daraisa that it should be usur, and there's a remez daraisa that it should be mutter. Bishasha asru lamikra samchu. Right, we are a couple of lines. Oh, I skipped a line. Sorry, go back. Sixth line from the bottom. Ravacha b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Bishasha asru lamikra samchu. When they asurd, when they added on tosefes shvius to shvius, when they asurd, they learned it out from a pasuk. Ubishasha tiru lamikra samchu. And also when they matered it, they also found a hint to it in the pasuk. Bishasha asru lamikra samchu. When they answered it, they found a pasuk to hint to it, like we saw on yesterday's daf, Becharish of Akatsir Tishbos. As the pasuk says, what does that mean? Becharish Shekziro Asur. It's to plow, usur to plow, something whose harvest is going to be usur. What harvest is usur? Ve'ezezeh, zecharish al erev shvias, shu nechnas l'shvias. That's the plowing of erev shvias, that is nechnas to shvias. So that's the charish, that's usur, already during Tosefes. During the added time to Shemitah, which again, we don't have today. Ubekatzir shecharisho aser, and what's the second phrase? Bakatzir tishbos. The harvesting whose charisha is aser, which charisha is going to be aser, if you're plowing something, even after Shemitah, having to do with Shemitah produce. Ve'ezezez ekatzir shel shvias, shehu yotze lemosoi shvias. So that's the source that Chazal found to aser, Tosefes shvias. And then and also when they marted it, they found a hint to it in the psukim. What's the hint to it in the psukim? So the Amara Folda adds in to add in the following pasuk: Sheishes yamim taasem asecha uvayom ashvii tishbos. So you see in the pasuk a hekesh between Shabbos and Shemitah. Says the Mara Folda, v'hikish hakasiv tishbos to yom hashvi'i l'tishbos to becharish uvakatzir shein mari b'shvi'is. So we compare Shabbos and Shemitah. We have a hekesh between Shabbos and Shemitah to teach me ma erev Shabbos brachus, just like erev Shabbos brachus ad mutter lasas malacha chadishka chama, just like erev Shabbos brachus, you're allowed to do malacha until shkia. So sounds like there's no Tosefes. Af Erev Shabbos Shanim at Mutter Lasas Malacha Shetishka Chama. So to Erev Shabbos Tosefes Shvius, when it's allowed to do Malacha until Ashetishka Chama and it becomes Mutter. So we have this Hekish that there's no Tosefes, just like there's no Tosefes Shabbos, there's no Tosefes Shvius. The question is, but there is Tosefes Shabbos. What's this Gemara? What this Gemara argues, the Gemara says in many different places, Yuma Daf Pe Aleph, that there is Tosefes Shabbos in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly is the Gemara here talking about? The same question is asked in Moed Katan, the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara also there says, in the name, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Midaraisa Batalahu. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were Mevatel Midaraisa. My time, Gamar Shabbos Shabbos, Be Shabbos Bracious. The same Gemara. Malahala Niyasur Velafene Acharei Mutarin. Just like there, there's no Tosefes. So to here, Afkani, there's no Tosefes. So he asked all the Rishonim, what is this day that we're talking about? Well, there's a Machlokas, whether there's Tosefes or not. So you know what? It could be maybe somebody out there. Nobody else, the other Rishonim, they'll give this answer. The Rambam, known in this sugya, the Rambam doesn't quote Tosefes Shabbos. Nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does the Rambam quote Tosefes Shabbos Beferish. And that's a mystery. That's a mystery. That's why the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosefes, the Shulchan Aruch says the language of Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim. Usually the Shulchan Aruch has a Yesh Omrim if the Shulchan Aruch is going to quote two different dayas of something. But here the Shulchan Aruch just quotes one daya. Reish Samach Aleph and Aruch Chaim Siv Beis. Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Lahosev Michal Al HaKodesh. Some say that you have to add on from the Chol on the Kodesh and make some Chol into Kodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch goes into what that is. Why Yesh Omrim? Says the Bir Halacha, Noktu Balashan Yesh Omrim, Mishum Daharambam Cholek Alzeh. Why does it say Yesh Omrim? Because the Rambam argues. So the Rambam doesn't quote it. So that's why Yesh Omrim, there's a concept of Tosefes, because the Rambam doesn't have the concept of Tosefes. But that's not the Pashup Shot. It's interesting, I saw in the back here, Sefer Tuv Yerushalayim, I think I saw it a while ago from the Prima Gadim also, that maybe the Rambam is Lishitaso. Because the Rambam holds that the principle of Safik Da'araisa Lechumra, Safik Da'araisa Lechumra, that itself is a Din D'Rabbanan. That's Machlokas Rama and Rashba. The first Shmaitza talks about this, that the Rashba and most Rishonim hold that Safik Da'araisa Lechumra is a Din D'Araisa. But the Rambam holds no. On a Torah level, Safik Da'araisa Lekula. Just like Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. Safik D'Araisa is Lekula. Mi D'Rabbanan were Machmir. That's why, by the way, some say Sfek Sfek is Lekula. Because if the Rambam's right, that Safik D'Araisa is itself a Din D'Rabbanan, then a Safik about that is a Sfek Safik D'Rabbanan, and therefore Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. But in any case, the Rambam holds that Safik D'Araisa Lechumra is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Rambam says this in Hilchos, a few places, in Hilchos Tumas Meis. He says this in the ninth parak of Hilchos Tumas Meis, and he says, as I've said many places, Davar Yadua, it's known. Not so known. Most other Rishonim don't hold of it. Davar Yadua, Shekol Elu Atumas V'Chayotze Bahen, Shehen Mishum Safik. All these Tumas that are Mishum Doubt, Harihen Shal Divrehem, they're all Drabanan. Ve'en Tamei Men HaTorah Ela Mishenitma Tuma Vados. The only Tuma Daraisa is somebody who became Tamei Vade, for sure. Avol Kolas Vekos, Bein B'Tumas, Bein B'Macholas Asuros, Bein B'Arayis V'Shabasos, all Svekos. In Tuma, in Machalas Asuros, in Arayah Shabbos, in Choshashin Lahem, Elam Yidivrei Sofrim, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Kamosha B'Yarnu, B'Hilchas Yisurei B'ya, U'Bakama Makomos. The Rambam then does add, though, but I agree with you that there's something, a concept called an Ashram Tali. Ashram Tali is a carbon that you bring out of a Safik. That shows that there's an issue of a Safik on a Daraisa level. V'yafal P'ikein, Davar Shechayavanos Dono Kares, Sveiko Asur Men HaTorah. Special Din, by Achi of Kares, that Safik is Asur Daraisa. Shehari Ha'osa Oso, Chayiv Ba'asham Tali. So that is the Shita of the Rambam. Derive it here. It doesn't mince any words. Amar Avram Zeo Shibush Gadol. Shari Amru Bakama Makomos, Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. V'sveika Darabana Lakula. V'zu Sveika Daraisa Hi. Avol Hayalo Lomar Mishum Dahavili Safik Svek Sveika. Feel the Daraisa Lakula. Okay, derive it argues. But if you say that, if you say like the Rambam, that Safik Daraisa is Lakula Mi Daraisa, the Rambam says you're not allowed to do Malacha during Beit HaShemashos. So maybe that's the Rambam's Tosefes. Because the Rambam quotes, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, around Lamed Hey, in the Bavli, if you do Malacha during both Bein HaShemashos, you're going to be Chayav HaKarban. What do you mean, Chayav HaKarban? Suffix, Safik D'Rabbanan Lekula. So maybe one could say that, no, if you say that Safik D'Rabbanan Suffix, D'Araisa is usually Lechumra Mi D'Rabbanan, but once Tosefes Shabbos comes along, Tosefes Shabbos of the Rambam is his Bein HaShemashos. That's one suggestion I saw in the Sefer Tuv Yerushalayim. Lefi Yashita, the Sefer Daraisa, Midaraisa, Lekula, Imkein, Beben HaShemashos, Modul Asas, Malachim, and HaTorah, Rak Midrabanan Aser, Imkein, Hainu Hacha Hosafa, De Tosefes HaLakodesh, Shemechuyev, Midaraisa. That's the suggestion of the Tuv Yerushalayim. But again, that's not the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat is that there's a kind of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantav, Se'es Tosfes, in Moed Katan. What is this Gemara talking about? Right? The same Gemara, as we just said, appears in Moed Katan Daf Dalid in the Bavli and Shviyas Daf Beis here in the Yerushalmi. So what's the Lachav Ikasha? Says the Tosfos there. V'amafkina mikro, you're looking Yuma Pei Aleph. Shetzorach Lasos Tosefes, Bein Gabi Shabbos, Bein Bekhisas, Bein Bisiyasa. So what does the Gemara mean? Just like by Shabbos says Tosefes, so too by Shviyas. Ika Lameymar. So Tosfos says, Hahu Purta Loka Chashiv. Kivin De Lohavi El Kolshu. The Tosefes that's required in Midaraisa is a tiny, tiny amount. So Rabbi Yochanan could call that, you know, it's nothing, right? It's not even, it's nothing, it's not something significant. Just like you don't need something significant by Tosefes Shabbos, all you need is a tiny amount, so do by Shviyas, you don't need anything significant. That's what the Torah, that's what the Gemara means. That is Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva, also talks about this this Deya and wonders about it. How could anybody argue on this? And he says, maybe it means that just like Shabbos doesn't have Tosefes Mida Oraisa based on a Mefurish Pasuk, so too by Shviyas. Maybe that's what it means. V'yishlamah de'inu kachi kamar, delishu de'shabbason lo mashma lefanu v'la'acharav. V'yilmot sasim enam aforash, de'shabbos de'hosam nami leka tosefes ilav de'rabi ekra. Mitashpisu Shabbatchem. Okay, tries to have a limud. But if you look in the right, in the Tosfos Harash, the Tosfos Harash quotes Arayvid. Tosfos Harash, Moed Ka'an Dav Dalet, quotes Arayvid, Hiksha Arayvid, he quotes this answer, this question, and he answers Lumdus. Vitirates. Maybe this is what Tosfos means. Tosfos just says, oh, it's only a mashu. But maybe this is what Tosfos means. Vitirates. Tahai Tosefes Shemosifin Michol Ala Kodesh, Eino Ela, Bein Ashmasas Shelohen. Shehu Aser. Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh, that's during Bein Ashmasas. Vitzorach Ma'at Kodem Bein Ashmasas, Shehu Aser, Kedesh Leikarnis Lebeis HaSafik. Stopping right before Bein Ashmasas, you don't need a din of a Tosef Shabbos for that. You can't get close to the Aveira. So you can never get close to the Aveira. So that's not the din of starting before Shkia. That's not the din of Tosefus. Avo menavadai v'shalom achmas ha-safek lo asrinan lei. But if it's not betorah syog, if it's at a time period where you're for sure, you know you're not violating, that we don't find by Shabbos. By Shabbos we find Tosefus just mishum syog, right? You're just getting, you have to stop a little bit before. Vilohacha v'yasrinan meikara v'asa'iyu v'shar. And here, it's even earlier. What is the Ravid and the Tosef Rush reflecting? Two different ideas. We might have mentioned this yesterday, I don't remember. Two different ideas in Tosefus. Whether Tosefus, anytime you have Tosefus, Tosefus Shabbos, Tosefus Shvius, and you might be mechalik between them, but it's the same question that could be asked. Is that just more of a personal Kabbalah? I'm a Kabbalah, like a neder. I accept an Isser Malacha early. Is that what Tosefus, how Tosefus should be understood? Tosefus Shabbos, Tosefus Yadav. It's not really Shabbos, but I'm being Mekabel and Isser. It's not really Shvius, I'm just being Mekabel. Or, no. I have the power to start the day early. I have the power to start Shvius early, to start Shabbos early, v'chulu. Right, a week or so ago, we spoke, quoted the Tosfos in Superstop Mem Zion, where Tosfos says, today is whether you're allowed to get married during Tosefus Yantif. Whether there's an Isra of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, by Tosefus, V'samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. So again, why should there be any difference between Tosefus Yantif and Yantif? Right, if there's a halacha, you can't get married on Yantif, you can't get married on Tosefus Yantif. Unless you say the Tosefus of Yantif is not really Yantif. The calendaric day isn't here yet. You're for limited halachas, you have this acceptance and this din. So you can ask the same thing by Shvius, by Tosefus Shvius. I think we quoted recently also. The Tosfos and the Tosef Rosh on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Where is the Gimel Beis or Beis Amid Beis? There in Moed Katan. The different, the Havamina, right? The Havamina, the Gimel Amid Beis in Moed Katan. The Havamina that you get Malkus on Tosefus. So the question is, how would you get Malkus? If it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you need a Pasik. Hishamer, Pen, Al, or Lo. So how would you get Malkus? Says Tosfos, Lashon is unbelievable. Tahachi kamar achmana, the shvius matcheles kodem shna shvius. So does that just mean that the dinim of Shemitah start early? If you look in the other Balei Tosfos, they seem to say this. The dinim start early. Tosfos says shvius starts early. He doesn't say dine. He says the shvius matcheles kodem shna shvius. Shvius starts before the technical calendaric day of shvius, and maybe that's how you would understand. But this Ravid in the Tosfos Harash, Moikan Dav Dalet, reflects these two ideas. That you might have said that Shabbos is only a little bit Mishum Syag, but you don't have a significant amount of Ha'aracha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, that was another way of understanding how we got rid of Tosefus Bezban Hazeh. Either it was all Darabanan and Heim Amru Veheim Amru, or it was all Daraisa, and we learned it out from Psukim. So getting back to Beis Hillel, in the Mishnah we said when you have a field of trees, a stay Elon, so Beis Shammai says you could plow it in the sixth year, as long as the plowing is for the sixth year fruit. But if it's for the seventh year fruit, you have to stop. And Beis Hillel says you have to Shavuos. And the Mishnah said they're pretty close to each other, those Shirim. So V'lam Ad Atzeres, the Gemara says, why does Beis Hillel say to Atzeres, Ad Kan Uyafel Lepri? Because up until that point, the same svar as Beis Shammai, up until that point, the plowing is good for the sixth year fruit. Mikan ve'elech, hu menavel peirosav. But after this, the plowing causes the present fruit to wither. From the Lashon, the Marafolda quotes, va'alehu lo yibol, first parak in Tehillim, the leaves will not wither, but your plowing it will cause them. They're not so strong, so any kind of plowing will cause them to be weakened. So it's clear that if you are plowing now after Shavuos, you're not doing that for the present fruit. right? You're doing that for the next year's ground, the next year's fruit, and therefore it is a problem. Says the Gemara, one second, it's all about the fruit, but one second. Vatanina, we learned in a Mishnah later on, Echad Yilan Srach V'Echad Yilan Machal. The Isra of Charisha before Shemitah applies even to non-fruit bearing trees. Yilan Srach. And if the reason is because the fruit are becoming weaker and withered, but these don't have any fruit. Marafolda, v'iatami shemperos. If the issue is fruit, you're allowed to plow beforehand because it helps the 6th-year fruit. Then after this, it damages the later fruit. Hari ilan srak eino toin peros. V'lamalo nemar ad Rosh Hashanah. So by an ilan srak, the peros are not negatively affected, so you should be able to do that until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no. Ad kan hu ma'abe es hakores. Up until Shavuos, the plowing thickens, even by an ilan srak, it's good for the tree. Even if it's not good for fruit, it's good for the tree. It thickens the koris. Koris, we add that word in kelayim, if you remember, the trunk. Right? It thickens the trunk, which could be used for lumber. And, you know, that's, right, the marafolda says, shageza nisabe veroi lekoros abinyan. It's good for lumber. So up until Shavuos, it's good for lumber, and therefore it's good for that tree. But after that, it weakens. So the same idea as fruit, so too by the tree. So both by Ilanei Srak and by Ilanei Machal, by both of them, the cutoff point is Shavuos. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'yachrosh, why isn't there a total heter to plow a field of Ilanei Srak? Right? There's no fruit there. The whole thing should be mutter. There shouldn't be any Isser in the first place when it comes to Ilani Srak. Says the Marafolda, V'yachrosh Ilanos Shal Srak. Why don't you plow? V'lama Amru Asr Lasa Shari Ein Kan Isser. U'litzorach Shvias Nami Ein B'ilan Srak. De'elo Asrach HaKasiv. What is the Torah Asr in Shemitah? Mashu Tzorach Achila V'Shasiyah. What thing are you going to consume? But Ilani Srak, barren trees, you're not going to consume anything. So what exactly is the issue? Answers the Gemara, Mitoch Shehu Yodea Shumatish Kocho Shal Ilan. Since he knows, and it's clear to all, that after Shavuos, the plowing weakens the strength of the tree, afuena miskavein, add in the word ela, lavodas haaretz. It must be he's doing this for next year's produce and next year's growth. So that's why, says the Gemara, even by Ilan Srak, the ground has limitations. Good. V'kro and Devarelu v'chulu, the Mishnah says, these Bishamai and Bishalol are pretty close. It's just what Bishamai says, as long as it's good for the 6th-year fruits, and then you're okay, and after that you have to stop. And Bishalol says, Shavuos. So we think at this point that Bishalol's opinion of Shavuos is earlier. It's more Lechumra. So that's why the Gemara asks, V'lama lo tanita mikulim Bishamai mechumrei Bishalol. So why isn't our Mishnah on the list in Maseches Idios of the unusual cases where Bishalol is Machmir and Bishamai is Mekel? Answers the Gemara, because that's only where it's always for sure. Beis Hillel is Mach, Beis Shammai is Negel. Here it depends on the season. Pa'amim she'enak shemim mitsuyim. Sometimes it's not going to be such a rainy season. Ve'en aleichem mitsuyim. And the moisture is not going to be so great. And therefore, Beis Shammai's shear is going to be earlier and more machmir. Fu'asil lachrosh kodem latzeres k'divrei Beis Shammai. And the harisha that you're going to do for the end of the season is going to be earlier, like Beis Shammai. Before, it's going to be before Shavuos. Beis Hillel said, you have until Shavuos. So, depending on the season, it's not a hard fast. This is more Machmir, this is more Mekel. Depends on the season, and therefore, the list in Maseches Idios is only where it's for sure Mekel for Beis Shammai and Machmir for Beis Hillel, and this is not like that. Okay, Adkan, the first Mishnah, and the first Gemara. As we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, there's a difference between what's allowed for a tree or for a field of trees. So it's important to know about what a field of trees is. So Ezo Sad Ha'ilan, what's a field of trees? Which we'll see, there's a more of an allowance. Where is it called? Shloshi Ilanos Labesa. If you have a base sa'ah, which is a field that a sa'ah of seed can be planted in, it's 50 by 50, 2,500 square amos. If there are three trees, Kol Shlosh Ilanos, there are three trees in the Beis Sa'ah, so that's called a field. That's called a stay Ilan. If they produce, let's just finish the Mishnah, then we'll talk about that line. Im Ru'uyin Lasos Kikar Tvela Shal Shishimana Bi'italki. If the trees could produce enough dried figs that would weigh 60 Italian mana, enough dried figs to weigh listed Italian mana, then Chorshin kol sa'a b'shvilan. Then you're allowed to plow the entire field. The entire field is considered good for those trees, and therefore you could do that all the way till Shavuos. All the way till Shavuos, you're allowed to plow the entire field. There's a machlokas we've shown him. Do each of the trees have to produce that amount? 60 mana italki of dried figs. Is that each one of the trees or all the trees together? That's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. I don't understand the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Gimel Beis. So machlokas Rishonim, whether it's all together or just one. Pachos Bikan, but if it's less than this, less than three trees in a Beis Sa'a, or less than the weight, then they're considered singular individual trees, and in Harshon Lahen Ella Maloha Ore Vesalo Chutzalo. You're only allowed to plow right under the tree and right outside the tree, enough for a person to stand there with his basket outside of him, which is two amos on each side, so basically four amos around. Two amos on each side is what is allowed. Ore is the verb for harvesting when it comes to figs, right? We have botzer and we have mosaic, right? We have the other verbs that we have spoken about. There is an important comment, I think we mentioned this a couple of months ago, of the Rimigash. The Rimigash, the Rebbe of Maimon. We have the Rimigash on Baba Basra, we have him on Shavuos. So if you look on Baba Basra, on Daf Pei Gimel, there, we mentioned this back in Kilayim. There, the Gemara talks about the Shiurim for Kilayim from 4 Amos to 16 Amos. And if they're too close, what's called the vineyard and what's called the separate vines. So the Rimigash notes that there seems to be a difference between the Shiurim for Kilayim and this Halacha of Shemitah. This Halacha of Shemitah. V'kashalan asked the Rimigash. Ahad the Pasag Rava, that Rava there in Babasar Pei Gimel has a certain Shiurim between 4 and 16 Amos, because it says, Amo Mufuzar and Havi, V'lo B'Starvan La'Dati, Hadetznan, we learned in the first Barak HaShviyas, our Mishnah, Gimel Ilan, does it do on the Bote Beisah, Harei L'Bo B'Starvan, V'char Shuko Beisah B'Shvilan, when you have three trees within the Beisah, they're all Mitztarev. To Hahasam, when you work out the measurements there, Mishkachas La'Damati Luk L'Kochad Minayot Tlasin V'Train Amin, 32 Amos for each one. Each one has 16 amos in either direction, and still, they're all b'mitzdaref. So why is it that you could have such a wide area of between the trees, and it could all be looked at still as mitzdaref altogether, while when it comes to kilayim, no, closer together. It's got to be within 16 amos, within 16 amos. Says the Rimigash, don't compare kilayim and shmita. Uchubaseich dolo dami diluhasam lenin shvius b'mishichas hasharshim b'karka davar talui. The issue is on the roots. V'kivachein nimshachem v'yonkim hasheishas re'amal kol ruach. Since they are yonik and they are nourished 16 amos in every direction, kidemavura b'perak lo yachbar mitzdarfi adadi. They can be mitzdarif even if you have trees 16 amos in each direction. So within 32 amos, they're still mitzdarif. The name says Osa Harisha Shachorish called Beis Sa'ah Shahana Asala Osa Nilanos Dein Bamakom Shemagia Mecharisha So Hana. The Hana from the Harisha is going to spread. But regarding Avolin Kilayim Bimaris Ha'ayin Adavar Talui, as we said a lot, Velo Bahalachis Halichas Hasharisha Bekarka V'Nikasan. It doesn't go by the Yenika, it goes by the Maris Ayin, and therefore Hilkach Imay Benayim Sheishas Re'ama Einem Mitzdarfim Lamaris Ha'ayin. It's not Mitzdarit. Hilkach im haya b'neim sheishas re'ama, and therefore if there's 16 amos in between, einim mitzdarf and lamaris ayin umutal avizera l'sham. As long as there's 16 amos in between by the vineyards, they're not mitzdarif because it has to do with maris ha'ayin. Unlike by shviyas, it has to do with yenika and the sharashim being mitzdarif. And that's the comment that the Rimigash says, that our mishnah is specifically by shviyas, but by kilayim there would be different rules, as we spoke about at length, the maris ha'ayin involved. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Again, every area of halacha you have to look at in terms of even within Kilayim, we said Kilay Zrayim and Kilay Akerim might be different. Kilay Zrayim might have its own rules, and Kilay Hakerim has its own rules. So again, as every case is different. Every area of halacha. Sometimes the Gemara will compare different areas of halacha, but one has to always know that it's not always the same. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav Shmuel says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rav Yevo b'shem Rav Yochanan. Hakone shloshi ilonis b'toch shel chaveiro. Somebody buys the Tosefta in Baba Basra. If somebody buys three trees, I buy three trees for my friend. The question is, am I kone the karka in between the trees? It says on the shtar, it doesn't say on the shtar. If it said on the shtar, if we were explicit, whether I'm kone the land in between, so that's fine. That would be explicit. But what if it's not explicit? So it's unclear. So if a person buys three trees from his friend, do we say that the land, it was also nikne? So it depends. Rechokim mata esalabesa, if they can't be too close together, they can't be too far away from each other. If they're very far away from each other, they're looked at as three individual trees, and you're not going to the land. If they're too close to each other, then probably you're going to rip some out, you know, at some point, and therefore you can't know, you know, which land is nikne, which isn't. So you have to be not too far and not too close. Rechokim mata eser lebeisa. It has to be far enough as when you plant 10 trees, mata eser lebeisa. Right? That's the, if you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Im ha'ilonis rechokim, echan mechaveiro, tzorach shelo yu rechokim yoser, mishir shirechokim eser ilonos, hanetum toch beisa, zemizeh, which is about 18 and a quarter amos, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? It's about 18, so it can't be more than that. And krovin, and it can't be so close, kadeshi haboker, a bakar over bekelav. You have to have enough room for the oxen to pass with their kalim, with their saddles on. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, vimheim krovim, tzorach shelo yu krovim, yoser michdi, shehabakar over bekelav. Hi hamachresha, the plowshare. The plowshare. So if, says Rabbi Yochanan, so if you buy three trees, then they're not too far from each other. They're not more than 18 and a half and a quarter amos apart. And they're not so close to each other, then yes, kana karka shetachtehen, you're kona the karka under the trees, karka shebenem, and the karka between the trees, shechutzala en mala or vesalo, and also the karka outside of the trees, enough for the a harvester to stand with his basket outside of him. So we're going to relate this to our Mishnah. Let's just read the next line and then we'll make a comment. Rav Amar. Rav says, all these cases that when you're kone the karka with next to the trees, ba'asuyin tsuva or chatsuva. That's only when the trees are in a triangular shape. Because there it's hard to plow in between those trees. So Mistama the seller had in mind to give these to sell these along because he has no reason to keep this land for himself. He can't plow it there. That's why Rav says, only if it's triangular, the trees. But if it's in a straight line, then there's a good chance that you'd want to plow in between. And maybe the seller didn't want to sell this area. So only triangular. And Shmuel Amar, no, but Asuyin Shura. Shmuel says, no, even if it's Asuyin Shura, even if it's in a row, still, we say that the karka was sold. And the Mefarshim point out, then the Bavli, the sheets of Rav and Shmuel are switched. But either way, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Kinyani karka. Again, kinyani karka is a huge discussion. Let's just make one comment. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Baba Basra discusses beautifully that there are many types of kinyanim that we have in the world. But if you boil it down, four categories of kinyanim he has. He has avos and toldos of kinyanim. He borrowed that lashon from the Ritva. The Ritva has the lashon of avos and toldos kinyanim. So what are the avos and the toldos of kinyanim? There's four different types. Number one is what he calls timura, right? A barter. A barter. If I pay for something, that's a barter. If I literally switch something, I give you a cow, you give me a horse. Right, that's a barter. All types of barter, paying for something, kes kinyan kesef, that's all types of barter. That is number one category of kinyan. Number two is kenisa l'rishuscha. Kenisa l'rishuscha, the rishus of a person. So what's kenisa l'rishuso? That could be meshicha, that could be hagbah, that could be any kinyan chatzer, anything where it comes into my rishus somehow, so that would be a form of kinesa or shuso. So we have, so that's number two. So we have number one is barter. Number two is kinesa or shuso. Number three is chalipin, which is might be called kinyan shel das, kinyan sudar, where the focus is the das of the kinyan, not just the maisa kinyan, but the das a kinyan. Da'idei maisa kinyan shu osa besudar hu makne, v'yasod a kinyan hu begmar das, v'kinyan sudar kein simin l'gmar daito. That's a big topic, which we have discussed, but that's chalipin. maybe that's Kinyan Shtar also. Kinyan Shtar might also be Das, according to some Achronim, the Das and Mischayev. And number four, Kinyan Chazaka. What's Kinyan Chazaka? Kinyan Chazaka is an example of Hafganas Bailus, a reflection of Bailus, a reflection of ownership. Acting like an owner makes you an owner. A lot of Kinyan Chazaka is about that, because that's what Kinyan Chazaka, there's so many different ways to perform a Kinyan Chazaka, because it's all about Hafganas Bailus, what an owner does. So we have all of these different types. So we have Temura, and we have Knisa L'Reshuso, and Sudar, might be Kinyan Sheldas, he talks about Kinyan Meshicha, and then we have the Hafganas Bailus. He talks about also the Raya Shabot, Kinyan Raya, that's the Kinyan Shtar, that might be connected to Das. Okay, I'm not doing this justice right now, but when we talk about buying a piece of land, land is generally Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. So depending on which one you use, would determine which category is being used of Kinyanim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hopefully we'll come back to Kinyanim at some point soon.